Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Friday, March 9th. Lower across the board today in grains, with beans carrying the brunt of the selling. May down 24 and three quarter cents at 10.39 and a quarter. That's 36 cents off of Wednesday's high after about a $1.20 rally. And November finishing down 15 cents at 10.30. That's about 18 cents off of Wednesday's highs. Motivation for this break was yesterday's bearish U.S. carryout number, with carryouts raised by 25 million bushels up to 555. Last year at this time, we had a 302 million bushel carryout. Also in the news here, we had a bit of a change in a weather forecast for eastern parts of Argentina. There's a possibility of rain moving in there, covering about half of the stressed areas in the 11 to 14 day time period. Question with this is whether or not this will be arriving in time to have any serious effect on that. Possibly only the later planted second crop soybeans maybe will respond to that. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. But I think the big factor also in this was that the funds had added 45,000 contracts to their long position as of Tuesday, and were long 184,000 contracts, and maybe some of those late entering week longs decided they wanted to get out in a hurry. So again, beans selling off after a pretty strong rally, and we feel here that these are still prices worth protecting. And if you haven't got some protection in, give your broker a call and get some puts underneath these beans. Taking a look at wheat, we've got May finishing down a dime at 489 and a quarter. Kansas City May down 12 and three quarter cents at 520 and a half. Still no relief in sight for the plains and the hard red wheat areas. But wheat possibly being dragged down by the weakness in soybeans. Yesterday was a bit of a bearish report in wheat as well. Carryouts were raised by 25 million bushels due to a decrease in exports by the same number. World carryouts also increased by 2.7 million metric tons. There are some production cuts expected here for that hard red winter wheat. Some have reduced the amount from 750 million bushels down to about 630 million. So we will have to see if the markets can rebound here, if the forecast remains dry for the next 4 to 6 weeks out there. Funds are long about 20,000 contracts in Kansas City as of Tuesday, and we're short 32,000 in the Chicago contract as of Tuesday as well. So not very large positions relative to the shorts that were there about a month ago. Taking a look at corn, we've got May finishing down 3 cents at 390 and a half. December down 3 cents at 407 and a quarter. That's got 3 cents off of the recent high at 410 and a quarter. Funds had added 105,000 contracts to their long position in the last week, now long 163,000 contracts as of the Tuesday reporting period. We had a bullish report out yesterday. They cut the carryouts by 225 million bushels on an increase in exports and also an increase in ethanol use. Corn has also a record open interest right now, over 1.7 million contracts, so we'll have to keep an eye on that as well. USDA this morning announced a sale of 260,000 metric tons of corn to unknown. Also issued sales this morning for soybeans, 205,000 metric tons to unknown and 183,000 metric tons to China. In outside markets, we've got the dollar down 4 points at 90.11. We've got crude oil stronger, up $1.93 a barrel at 62.05. And the stock market is roaring higher on a stronger jobs number, finishing up about 370 points. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.